Pulling into Fort Myers Brewing Company Tuesday night, you'd think it must be Thursday, the night of its popular weekly food truck rally, based on the crowd. One thing is off, though. No one is playing cornhole in the parking lot. In fact, the lot is underwater after Hurricane Irma blew through 2 days before. It has power, though, which is more than a lot of places have going for them after Irma. Lisa Steffen's Naples apartment fared much worse.
I mean, I would be surprised if the power's back by the 22nd, which is what FBNL is saying, because we had some Australian pines that took down all our power lines and smashed the dumpster and whatnot.
She got a chance to check on her apartment the day after Irma cleared Collier County, but she actually weathered the storm in a sturdier house in Fort Myers, near her favorite brewery. Steffen's in line now outside its doors for the food truck that's parked in front of Fort Myers Brewing Company. A few places ahead of her, Nikki Rakowski waits with her girlfriend.
We had like a couple boxes of Cheez-Its not too long ago. We still have food, but it's nice to kind of just get out of the house.
Rakowski says she usually sees a food truck at the brewery on Tuesdays to serve the trivia night crowd, but the line stretching from the truck and wrapping around the warehouse is not the usual.
It's just crazy because of all the people. If more places open, obviously you think less people.
What's also unusual at the brewery after the storm is the bed now taking up most of the back office.
We rode out the storm here with 13 other people. We actually have power lines on our house right now, so we're going to be here for the foreseeable future.
That was Jennifer Gratz White. Her and her husband Rob are the brewers behind the first Fort Myers craft brewery. Even with all the new breweries in Southwest Florida, Fort Myers Brewing Company is, without a doubt, the most successful. Last year, it was named the best brewery in Florida at the annual Brewers Ball, beating out big names like Cigar City and Funky Buddha. It not only has the most repeat customers, but it also has the largest facilities, which could have aided them in the storm.
We were going to climb into the brewing equipment, into the boil kettle, because that's heavy enough that it likely wouldn't be taken.
But they did not need to. The roof did not come off as they'd feared. The building sustained minimal damage with only the flooded parking lot to worry about. Power was back on within the day. Gratz White says they have spoilage insurance, but if the power had not returned in another 24 hours, the brewery was looking at a loss of about $300,000 of product.
When beer spoils, it's not like it can make you sick. It's just that it tastes bad. We wouldn't want to serve beer that tastes bad.
Fort Myers Brewing Company is open regular hours all week and will still have its Wednesday burger night and Thursday night food truck rally for those craving something different than canned soup after the storm. Rachel Iacovone, WGCU News, Fort Myers.